presidential condolence call. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden and the First Lady traveled to Buffalo, New York today to meet with the families of the victims from what police call a racist rampage.
The fact that the president is coming here shows how seriously he takes the issue of availability of guns, mass shootings, hate speech, the things that we are dealing with out of this tragedy.
Mayor Byron Brown. Investigators say the suspected mass shooter, Peyton Gendron, was motivated by racial hatred when he allegedly shot and killed 10 African Americans and wounded two other people. Gendron's due in court on Thursday. New York City police say an 11-year-old girl was caught in the crossfire yesterday in the Bronx and lost her life. Two men opened fire. They were on a moped as they drove by. The bullet missed the target, a group of men on the corner instead hitting the girl. An explosion yesterday in Baltimore, Maryland, injured four police officers, two medics, and a civilian. Police say they believe that a former employee set a fire that caused the explosion after officers arrived at the scene. The injuries for the officers and the medic are not life-threatening. Those for the suspect are. And the Senate voted late yesterday to advance the $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, with 11 Republicans voting against it. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell vowing to finish that aid package this week and hold a vote this summer on expanding NATO to add Sweden and Finland. President Putin with this response.
There is not an immediate threat to Russia with the inclusion of those countries, but the expansion of military infrastructure over that territory will obviously call for our response.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's primary day in several states, including Pennsylvania, where the U.S. Senate race is tight, despite the endorsement from former President Trump for one of the candidates.
Some Pennsylvania conservatives who questioned Trump's backing of Dr. Mehmet Oz went with Dave McCormick, who told Fox's America's Newsroom the day before the primary
that I'm uniquely aligned on conservative values, able to win the general election, and able to show up on day one as someone who's been battle-tested, a combat veteran, a job creator in Pennsylvania, and someone that knows what to do to get our country back on track.
And while he and Oz have spent millions attacking each other in TV ads, Kathy Barnett surged to become a contender as well. Over the weekend, the likely Democratic Senate nominee, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, was hospitalized after having a stroke. He said he's recovering and still planning to win. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Workers at a Trader Joe's grocery store in western Massachusetts, following the lead of some Amazon and Starbucks workers, and are seeking to unionize. Organizers at the store in Hadley sent an open letter to the company's CEO, citing concerns about pay, benefits, and safety. Under fire from parents and politicians, the Biden administration announces steps to ease the nationwide shortage of baby formula, including working on a restart of the production at a formula plant in Michigan.
Formula maker Abbott has reached a deal with the Food and Drug Administration to restart production at a large factory shut down after formula recalls in February. Federal health officials have been investigating safety problems at the Sturgis, Michigan plant. Even with production resuming, Abbott says it could take several weeks to begin shipping new product to stores. The FDA is also easing some restrictions on baby formula imports. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Dow futures climbing at this hour, up 124 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.